Hello, and welcome to a special late-night recording of WDKS. Here are your Episode 10 headlines. Mick again. Drinks for Jesus. Chew with your fucking mouth closed. A little food hack. Documented ejaculation. And stay tuned for the show after the show, because we are going to play My Florida Man's Birthday.
Welcome to episode 10 of We Don't Know Shit, where each week we sit down and bring you five of the web's most fucked up news stories. I'm joined this week by everybody's favorite crazy cat lady and my wife, River Weeks.
Hey-o!
And we can't forget our favorite dick in a box, Reed Qualls.
It's my dick in a box.
We made it, guys. We made it to the double-digit episodes. How does that make you feel?
I feel damn good. Episode 10.
Yeah, I feel good. Little, little, little,
little. Okay.
We're getting sued now.
Before we go much further, I should mention some shit. Make sure you follow those social media accounts, folks. I know I push it every week, but, you know, it just would mean the world to us, goddammit. We derive what little value we have from how many followers we have on our Twitter. And we need this win. Oh, and because you can also find out about news, episode drops, contests, giveaways, that sort of thing. It is also the last week that you can follow and retweet our pinned tweet to get your very own custom compliment. So just follow our Instagram and Twitter at WDKSpod if you want to party. Also, for those looking to connect on Discord, you'll be happy to know that we have an official presence over on the Podcast Junkie Discord server. Real quick, I'll say that Podcast Junkie is a weekly podcast. It's all about promoting indie podcasts and specifically works with the indie community for promotion and all that kind of good shit. So in short, we're friends, and be sure to check out the show notes for links to that Discord, the Podcast Junkie podcast, and so much more, and be sure to support indie podcasts. And lastly, I want to touch on the reminding everyone that if you want to win some free shit, then you got to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Each month, we're going to pick two people who leave those reviews and send some stickers their way, so get your fucking reviews in. And I think that's everything I'm done boring you with, so if I'm not mistaken, it's Reed's time to shine.
Shine bright like a diamond.
River's just getting us into all sorts of fucking fucking royalty fucking. We're going to have to sell a lot of t-shirts and stickers, guys.
It's just a cover. It's allowed if it's a cover.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
And I thought under 30 seconds was allowed.
I guess it is. Well, since we're covering songs, oops, I McDid it again.
You play with my cholesterol.
Not this one, Kyle.
Got lost in the sauce.
Let's dive into Mick again. This is three news weeks in a row that I've covered a McDonald's story. You're welcome, McDonald's.
Hold on, guys. Hold on. Let me just bring the seatbelt over. I'm buckled in.
I don't think you're ready for this one.
I'm going to leave my seatbelt off.
Hold on, then. If I'm not ready for this one, let me just unbuckle. And then let me just pull down from the top the racing harness. Now I'm ready.
Okay, let's dive into this. In Norway, McDonald's is giving their new vegan McNuggets a try.
What?
You heard that right. Vegan McNuggets.
They're going to be McNasty.
They are absolutely chicken-free. Shocker.
What?
With a mashed potato base.
What?
Mixed with chickpeas, onions, carrots, and corn.
That sounds so fucking disgusting.
Doesn't it sound gross?
It sounds terrible.
It sounds like what you feed the chickens.
Exactly. It's pretty much like they took the chicken feed and was like, let's jam this in a McNugget.
But the question is, do they still keep the shapes?
Coated in breadcrumbs, these vegan delights are fried until crispy and have the original McNugget look.
Hell yeah.
Hell no.
So they're sticking with what we talked about 2 weeks ago.
They're defacing the classic McNugget, and I'm not okay with it.
Which, by the way, the winner of the McNugget poll on our Twitter was the boot. Did I mention that last week?
That's
I think I did.
The best one.
No, you didn't mention that.
I didn't?
No.
Well, it was the boot.
All right. Well, we have a bunch of listeners that are right in line with all of us here at the table because the boot, Das Boot, is the best for dipping.
Yes.
And I think it tastes the best.
Only true Americans eat the boot.
But I guarantee you this vegan McNugget, Das Boot, does not taste nearly as good as the chicken kind?
No.
What blows my mind, and I don't think we see this in the U.S., possibly East Coast, West Coast, a little bit more forward-thinking in the U.S., this is not the only vegan menu item at McDonald's.
A wiggity wiggity what?
I know, dude.
What the fuck was that? Hell no.
Because McDonald's also offers a vegan chicken wrap and a vegan cheeseburger.
Speaking of vegetarian vegan menu options, one time I ordered a taco from Taco Bell, and I think I said something like just meat or something. Those motherfuckers gave me a tortilla with lettuce and cheese in it.
I think I remember that.
I was like, what the fuck is this? Do people actually order this bullshit?
It's opposite day. You ordered you found out what actual opposite day is. You ordered a taco with only meat on opposite day, and they gave you everything but meat.
That's like ordering a lettuce wrap and getting a burger.
It really is. It was so bizarre.
But I really think this, to me, it doesn't sound good, and
maybe
it's because I'm slightly buzzed, but it doesn't sound appetizing to me because there's nothing better than a good old deep
dead
fried
chicken.
McNugget.
Story of the year right there reads slightly buzzed, everyone.
But look at this photo.
Oh, that looks gross.
It looks terrible.
Gross.
What the fuck? I thought it would be like trying to be meat.
No.
Kill it with fire.
It has, again, a mashed potato base.
It's bread and stew.
Yeah. And then
basically, yeah.
You know what it is? It's a chicken pot pie without the chicken.
Ooh, that's so right.
That's literally what it is.
No.
It just sounds terrible. So pretty much where I'm coming from is, thanks, vegans. You fucked up McDonald's.
Somehow.
Because
they fucked up my favorite food, chicken nuggets. Well,
if there, if there's any place that I want to go and don't want to be healthy, it's fucking McDonald's.
They managed to even make something that could technically be healthy unhealthy. I'm sure it's still not good for you.
It probably it's deep fried, so it's not good for you at all.
Yeah.
Just ask our mother, because she's still freaking out about the grandpappy.
Calm down,
grandpappy.
Mom.
Even though she thought the fries I cooked today were awesome, I'm like, well, they were in the grandpappy.
And then she spit them out. I was like,
well, if you need to wash down the delicious vegan feast, let's drink some beer. Let's dive into Drinks for Jesus.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
This one and this dude is my hero. I have found my savior. This Ohio man only drinks beer for Lent.
Wait, say that again?
Wait, what? Okay, so at first I was like, what?
Say that again?
And now I think it's cool. I didn't understand it at first.
Yeah, you had the wrong reaction. Is not the right reaction to this. Ohio man only
drinks beer.
Drinks beer for Lent.
I thought that you were saying he only drinks beer on Lent, but now I understand you're saying he straight up only drinks straight up beer on Lent.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Why?
Well, we're going to dive into it. Del Hall works for 50 West Brewing Co. in Ohio. And he said he is only drinking beer until Easter Sunday. And yes, that means no food of any kind.
Is this advised by a doctor? Has he consulted his physician?
Well,
I'm guessing not.
I'm going to say he's from Ohio, so probably not.
Ohio.
And also, Del Hall sounds like a dill hole. I have no basis for that. I just wanted to make the joke.
Personally, I think Del Hall is not a dill hole because he works for a very awesome brewing co. in Ohio. Again, 50 West Brewing. And he actually got this from 16th century monks.
Hell yeah. Interesting.
Del Hall tweeted out, my day 3 weigh-in, down, this blows my mind, 7.2 pounds. Check out my YouTube channel to follow and get updates on my 46-day beer-only fast during Lent 2019.
I don't. What does he do? Wait, what? Okay, so what does he do for a living? He works for this brewery.
He works for 50 West Coast.
So he's able to be at the office and he's like taking lunch, cracks a beer. Is that what's going on?
Well, yeah, because he's got on his Twitter photos with some of the owners of the company and he's drinking 50 West.
But you've got to be like, you got to get like liquored quick because when you drink on an empty stomach, you get drunk so fast.
Yeah. And he's not eating anything.
Damn, dude.
This motherfucker is just drinking beer.
That sounds like death.
It sounds like a great Lent. I mean, I might want to be Catholic. I mean,
it doesn't sound great.
Put an ash cross on my head. I don't know. Like, I'll drink beer for 46 days.
Is he drinking other liquids? Because dehydration's a thing.
No, straight up. This dude is only putting beer down his gullet.
He's going to kill himself. He's going to meet Jesus from this.
I did this for you.
By the end of it, if he's not dead, he will have probably hallucinated that he met Jesus.
I just thought that was a really cool story, though. Like, this dude's just like, maybe it is a little bit of marketing from the brew co he works for. But it's working out pretty good because this story came out of Fox News and it's literally all over the internet. You cannot type in beer for Lent without finding this dude top of the fucking charts.
I'm always searching beer for Lent.
The only thing that 50 West Brewing is missing out on is the fact that we can't even get it and we're about 4 or 5 hours away from their brewing facility.
Missing out.
Fucking up.
They are missing out. But Del Hall, you are my hero.
Del Hall.
Hell yeah.
And I appreciate what you're putting your liver through for Lent.
I fear for you. I fear for your health. Consult your physician, please.
So, are you done with your beer? Good. Now let's eat with your fucking mouth closed.
I always highly encourage that. I hate mouth open chewers.
Well, River, you may have misophoniona.
Misophoniona.
Misophony.
Misophonia?
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 Mesophilia?
Is that mesophilia?
Mesophilioma?
No, it's not mesophilioma.
If you worked in an asbestos factory for more than 20 years, contact your local attorney.
No. This is not that. So, mesophonia.
I'll never unhear mesophilioma now.
Fuck damn it. Well, I'm not going to say anymore, so fuck off. This is a mental issue people deal with that is characterized as intensive, emotional, like rage or fear triggered by people that make sounds, such as usually chewing and drinking.
I feel like I've been around people like this that literally lose their fucking mind over somebody who makes like the slightest sound with their mouth.
Well, let's hear how the article starts out. This is from an 18-year-old high school student. My heart starts to pound. I go one of two ways. I either start crying or I just get really intensively angry.
What the fuck?
It's really intense. I mean, it's as if you're going to die.
So,
like, this is like top of the charts, cannot stand anything that a sound that a human makes.
This is
especially chewing and drinking.
This is Snowflake on a new level.
Well, and see, it is a fairly new development in like mental disorders, and it usually comes from kind of our age group, maybe a little bit yours, Kyle, but and maybe honestly below mine, a little bit more like yours, like the 23 below, mainly high school students that are dealing with this psychotic fucking thing where like they just go ape shit over chewing and swallowing and drinking.
Which is weird because some people will seek that out, like with ASMR videos of eating and drinking. So if they were forced to watch that, that would be like the worst form of torture.
Ooh, that's intense.
A lot of doctors are saying it's as if the survival part of the brain thinks somehow it's being attacked or it's in danger.
Can you imagine going to like a restaurant and just like immediately out of nowhere just feeling like your brain is being attacked?
That's scary, honestly. Be like, yeah. I mean, I would assume it's probably similar to like an anxiety attack. What that feels like, which I can relate to a little bit, because I can sometimes have those if I'm in like extremely crowded places, like the mall at Christmas. I can't stand that shit, and that's kind of like, I don't get angry, but it is like really panicked feeling. Maybe that's kind of similar. I don't know.
It kind of is an anxiety thing. Doctors don't know a lot about it because it's still fairly new research. But it just blows my mind that like big group anxiety is a pretty well known thing.
Yeah, not liking to be crowded.
The fact that you can listen to somebody chewing. Even chewing with their mouth closed.
And lose your fucking mind.
And just completely lose it. Like, I get pissed when people are like...
Yeah, like, that's nasty.
Completely eating like a savage.
Eating like a fucking pig, literally.
But this can be the slightest of sounds can trigger this fucked up, like, just want to snap or cry type of mentality. Like, put me in a cry closet or put some boxing gloves on type of mental reaction.
Dang.
That's wild. Which could you live your fucking life? You couldn't do anything.
No, you couldn't. You literally couldn't be around anybody.
Everybody's always snacking.
Snacking.
Especially in the second half.
So what about like kissing and stuff? Like, I wonder if because like, would they be able to like kiss somebody? Would that like freak them out because of the mouth noises?
I would think so. It doesn't really cover the kissing part. It really just covers like the eating, drinking,
maybe
like
it's
gulping.
Just eating. That's weird.
But it would sound like if you were kissing somebody,
that would be a mouth noise.
Yeah, that would be a mouth noise that it would just completely trigger you, and you'd either rage fuck your significant other or you'd like cry fuck them. Like
what the hell?
Some people cry fuck. People fuck when they're having cigarettes, Kyle.
What about dick sucking? That's a lot of slurping. They won't like that.
Probably not. I think it's a whole lot of it sounds like a whole lot of mouth stuff. Like you just don't like the mouth.
I love
that'd
mouth
be a
general.
Great, that'd be a great title for a new porn. Sounds like a whole lot of mouth stuff.
Sounds like a whole lot of hoopla.
But that was a little bit of education for you. There's a new thing out there. So if you find yourself at a restaurant and just getting outrageously pissed at the person behind you chewing like a psychopath, or you want to cry uncontrollably in front of your significant other and your children, scarring them for life, you might have misophoniota.
Mesothelioma. You might have mesothelioma. Contact your local lawyer.
Your local TV station lawyer.
Now that we know of this issue, though, let's freak out some people and sink our teeth into this mouth-watering food hack.
And this is for all you out there with mesothelioma. Oh, I'm going to drink my drink.
There's going to be one listener that's like, terrible review.
Mm.
At least we'd get a review, so I'd accept it.
Hey.
And they could win a sticker. Even if it's a bad review, they could still win a sticker.
Dude. Bad publicity, good publicity, it's all publicity.
Get the plugs in. Review, review, review.
So you guys want to hear about this awesome food hack that I never thought would come across the table of my life where I was going to be like, I absolutely have to fucking try this?
Hacks normally aren't that way. Normally hacks are like actually way more difficult.
Oh, no. This one is super easy. You just have to buy an assload of ramen noodles.
All right. I'm down.
I'm intrigued.
Have you guys ever thought of putting ramen salt on your fucking French fries?
No. Tell me
more. Because it is now a worldly phenomenon.
Sounds good, honestly.
It really... Think about how awesome ramen salt is.
So good.
And now they are putting this on fucking fries. McDonald's has looked into it.
Hell yeah.
Like, it is becoming this big thing because it's so hard to find a good seasoned salt for fries.
Hell yeah.
Like, slap your mama.
Slap your mama.
Good.
One.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to... I have to try this. I honestly have to. And I might give a review in episode 11. But gosh damn it. Beef, chicken.
any of them. Shrimp. Wait. Feeling shrimpy.
Wait, though. Because I'm dumb. So, like, are we talking about taking the seasoning packs that come with the ramen noodles?
Yes.
And putting, like, sprinkling that in your fries?
Yes. Boy.
For some reason, I thought you literally meant just, like, throw in dried up ramen noodles in a food processor till it gets ground like salt and then just throw in that.
Oh, no, no, no.
And I was like, wouldn't that just taste like dried pasta? Like, you would what? Just, that's you would not have, flavorful at all.
You would just have an extra crispy French fry.
Right.
Oh, it breaks.
It's kind of like it's kind of like when you go to Long John Silver's and they purposely have all like the extra fry batter shit that like in the bottom, and you take your fry and dip it in ketchup and then you roll it in the fry batter. That's kind of what it would be like.
That's fat people hacks. I don't think that the average.
You guys have never done that.
No, we have done it.
We have done it, River.
That's what I'm
You've
saying.
Never done that, Reed?
I don't think so. But it's okay. It sounds good.
We're going to Long John Silver's soon. And I'm going to teach you.
Yeah, but which one? I feel like we don't have a good Long John Silver's around here.
Okay, any Long John Silver's is a shithole in a shithole sinkhole, okay? So
in a shithole sinkhole.
No matter what Long John Silver's you go to, there's a high chance that you're getting a little bit of STDs with every fish fry.
And your waiter or waitress at the counter looks like they just fucking did about four lines, then shot up some heroin, then took some Quaaludes.
That is super accurate. Like, wow. Like, that hit me in waves. It's like, yeah, I've seen her. Oh, fuck, she was on Quaaludes. But I saw this, and I know it's not much of a news story, but it is starting to grab a lot of ground. A lot of people are starting to do it. And I instantly thought, I'm like, next time I'm fucking friend the grandpappy and we're drunk at the house with River and Kyle, dude. I'm buying a bunch of fucking ramen noodles.
All the flavors.
Because they're like what? Like, well, with inflation, they're like 15 cents for a 50 pack now.
they're still
like 10 cents. Inflation doesn't affect ramen somehow.
Apparently not.
Like, but I don't get it.
It just sounds so good because, like you said, I didn't even think about the shrimp one. I feel like that'd be fucking so good to have a shrimp French fry.
Hell yeah. And then they have like the spicy bowls too, so you could get like spicy chicken. Mm.
And if you took French fries fresh out of the grandpappy.
And just bam, pop it on there.
And then
bam.
Oh, fuck. It'd be so good.
Hell yeah, dude. That is like honestly a great idea. I'm down.
I know. As soon as I saw the fucking headline, I'm like, oh, fuck. We got to talk about it. Yeah. We got to let the world that hasn't heard about this know that we have got to put ramen salt on our French fries.
My mouth is watering.
But couldn't you just take like chicken bouillon cubes?
It's not the same.
And like grind those it's not the same. Into salt?
Why would you grind it up when you can spend 10 cents for a 50 pack of ramen and just steal the fucking?
Well, and the, I'm
just
I feel thinking like they that have there's other,
a lot
like,
of, there's a lot of fucking sodium in that stuff. Maybe there's not as maybe there's a healthier way to get the flavor.
Kyle,
you know?
Well, why don't you go back to Mick again and have some fucking vegan McNuggets? How
You're
about
having
that?
Deep fried French fries. How worried are you really about any of the health related issues?
My fucking cholesterol.
I mean, I didn't say it was right. I'm just saying.
You're stupid. Just kidding.
It's okay that you play devil's advocate, but this is not the time.
This
because
is not the
this
time and place.
This is like 99.9% okay by the entire population of the world.
All right, fine. You can stop your Mick gangbang. I'm on it.
Look at that. Kyle had a joke. And I think it landed.
I liked it.
So now that we know how good we can make fries, let's jerk off and call our senator.
I'm okay. Yeah.
You guys are not going to believe this one.
Stroke it. Stroke it. Stroke it real good.
But you can't stroke it without calling somebody and documenting it in
right.
Georgia.
I need to know more about this.
I read this like six or seven times because I couldn't wrap my mind fucking around it.
This is actually real.
And this is from WNDU, News Center 16, right here locally in the Elkhart County area. Proposed Georgia bill will require men to document every release of sperm to officers.
The fuck? Why?
Hell yeah, dude.
Doesn't that sound crazy?
I'm confused.
It gets crazier. A bill sponsored by five Democratic representatives would require men to report certain events to law enforcement. House Bill 604 would require men 55 years or older to immediately report to the county sheriff or local law enforcement of any release of sperm from his testicles.
Why just the senior citizens?
That's what I don't understand.
And it's a waste of fucking law enforcement's time, dude. They have to worry about a lot more serious shit than when you're blowing a fucking load.
Do you gotta mail it in too? The officer just like the male officer is just like, this one's extra sticky. This one's extra rigid. I feel like I could just crack it over a table. What are these?
And if you don't send it like direct and with all like most of it would come in crunchy.
And some of it would come in socks and tissues, underwear.
Seriously, who fucking jerks off into a sock? I've never done that. I've never known anybody that's done that. Have you done it?
Yes.
Reed?
You know somebody that's done it.
Why would you? Okay, so now we're changing this around here, though. But see, no, we're going to change this around. A little detour for a second here. So now we got a firsthand account on the scene with Kyle Weeks. tell me, sir. Tell me, great citizen of this country, why?
It's easy cleanup.
But do you do it? Do you like? Okay, so this is the scene I imagine, right? You sit down.
Oh, fuck. This episode's going to get me so much trouble.
You pull up your laptop and you're like, oh, yeah, better go to that P-O-R-N-H-U-B. Oh, yeah.
Why'd you spell it?
And then because when you type it, you don't just put all your fingers on the keys at once. So I'm setting a scene here. Okay?
I hope that in your mind, anytime you use a keyboard,
you just go, and it's everywhere you want.
I just hope that anytime you use a keyboard that you literally, in your brain, say every single letter you're trying to type.
No, I actually don't even look at the keyboard. so you put in Pornhub and you go there and you're like, oh, getting a little hard down there. Better grab the socks. Okay, I can't grab the dress socks, they're too thin. I can't grab the athletic socks. Why? Like, do you put it on at the beginning? And you just, time, you're just like, yeah, I got a sock over my dick right now. This is great. It feels awesome.
No. You just jerk off like normal, like free and clear. And then you put it on right before climax because it's easy cleanup and it's way better than putting a condom on or something or jerking off on
the
floor.
Why would you put a condom on when you jerk off? Because what are you protecting your hand from?
I don't need to ruin an entire towel to jerk off.
When you jerk off, it's not an ICBM, okay? It's not going continents away.
I don't think you should be judging where people come. I've heard you come on some nasty shit, and I'm not going to disclose here.
Well, and then he's dumping his balls in it, like, and I'm the one getting judged for fucking blowing it in a sock.
Yeah, because I can put a bowl in a dishwasher. I can't put a sock in the dishwasher. And then I gotta put my fucking foot in the same sock I make love to? Hell no.
No, you have a jerk-off sock.
So you just keep a sock around that you don't wear, but you jerk off into.
It's
Taylor's
gonna
throw
sock.
Away every fucking stray sock I have in the drawer.
I don't get it.
It's a stray sock. It's the
just
sock that
easy
doesn't
cleanup,
have a home.
Kyle, all right?
How hard is it to wash your goddamn hands?
I don't mind washing my hands, but it does get other places.
No.
And I don't like
who
to lay.
Are you? What is
I don't
this?
Know what. I have nothing to say. I don't have any.
I don't understand.
Can
I just read? All right. Hey. Can I just read House Bill 604? Because it's only one page. They put a lot of effort into this. So a bill to be entitled an act. Number one, to amend Chapter 1 of Title 35 of the Official Code of the Georgia Anointment related to general provisions related to law enforcement officers and agencies so as to require certain males to report certain events to law enforcement to provide for related matters to repeal conflicting laws for other purposes. Be it enacted by the General Assembly of Georgia, Section 1, Chapter 1 of Title 35 of the Official Code of Georgia Anointment related to general provisions related to law enforcement agencies is amended by adding a code section to read as followed. Any male 55 years of age or older shall immediately report to the county sheriff or local law enforcement agency when such male releases sperm from his testicles.
I don't understand why.
You lost me at 6:04.
They have to explain why, right?
It doesn't. At the very end, section 2, all laws and parts of laws in conflict with this act are repealed.
I feel like they're just trying to see what they can get away with. Let's just add this in here and see what happens. See how closely they pay attention and read this, see if they'll let it pass.
But this is page one of one.
Okay, but do you hold the sock like in front of it?
Oh my gosh, this is not the craziest part of the story.
No, you put it over.
The whole thing, you just like scrunch it down and then go back to jerking off?
I have no-show socks. You act like I have fucking tube socks from the 90s.
Well, some people do.
Tube sock for that big old tube dick.
The fact that Kyle's talking more about my jerk off sessions than the story, I'm gonna take it that my story's boring. But I find it crazy that like if I hit 55 and I jerk off, I'd have to call up the fucking sheriff's department and go, "Hey, just release some sperm out of my testicles."
No, your story is not boring. I was just playing up something that kind of blew my mind because I never knew anybody that did that. But more to your story, sorry. That's fucking crazy. I don't get why. They don't say why, apparently.
No.
And I feel like they're giving Dems a real bad name here, dude, because this is just absolutely insane.
The only thing I can think of is is the demographic of men that commit sex crimes in that age range, and they're trying.
I would not think so.
But it's not like,
but they're not even like,
it's not like if you commit a sex crime, you're gonna call the sheriff's department.
I was gonna say, like, if you're a sex offender, you're not calling up the sheriff. Go, "Hey, just fucking raped a girl, but I know it's law that I gotta call and say I ejaculated." So
yeah, I don't understand. Like, it can't be preventative law. I could see it being like a scientific experiment, but laws aren't made for that, so I don't know. It's super fucking weird.
But
I don't understand.
What I don't get is it doesn't say anywhere that the law enforcement official does anything. It doesn't say that they keep it down, they keep track of it. It just says
they have
to let him know.
Okay, that sounds good.
So it's like, what is the purpose on
the law enforcement?
And
what's the penalty if they
don't
report it?
But it's not like a crime. Exactly. It's like, what kind of crime could this be? Like a crime against tube socks? I don't know.
A crime against your boys, your swimmers, your poor,
I guess
lonely,
boy.
Your poor lonely little dudes that are lost.
I guess that's a good point, though. I didn't think about that because it doesn't really say that they're documenting each ejaculation within the Georgia
and
state
what's
line.
The,
right.
And what's the penalty? Like, that doesn't say.
It doesn't say. And usually a law does. Usually a law has to
like it'll say, like,
say
under
every
penalty
little,
of law or something.
Right.
Like
every
that.
Minutia about what happens and why and everything. So it's according to, if we were to take this law at face value, literally all that happens is some old guy calls up and he's like, "I just jerked off in my fucking salad." And then the law enforcement officer.
Why is an old man jerking off into his salad? Oh my god.
And then the law enforcement officer just goes,
"Did you eat it?"
He just goes, "Well, all right." And then he just hangs up and then he goes,
"Why is he Australian? He's from Georgia."
Fucking no, guys.
Is that it?
He's an Australian that moved
goes,
from Georgia.
He goes, "That's not a jerk off. This is a jerk off."
Oh my god!
And then he's got a call, and then he jerks off, and then because he's been on
the
force for 30
years. The
Australian
or the old guy?
No, the Australian. No, but see, look, because the Australian Georgian police officer. Now he jerks off because he heard that, and he's like, now he's got to one up him because he's Australian,
and he's got to try cum on
but
a
because,
salad,
right? But because he's been on the force for 35 fucking years, he's like 58 years old. So now he's got to tell all his buddies that he just jerked off, and then it's just one big circle. And why?
Wait. I have a really pressing question: is it a Cobb or a Caesar?
No,
it's a spicy Asian.
No, it's a chicken semen salad. You can order that at your local fucking Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, hell no, dude.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I saw this and I read it and I read it and I read it and then I looked it up
it and then I jerked off
into a salad.
No, I usually jerk off on my cheeseburgers. I squeeze that out of, I squeeze that out of my sock like toothpaste.
Taylor is vomiting in her mouth as we speak.
But it makes no sense to me. And five Democrats in Georgia worked on this together, and all five of them thought it was a good fucking idea.
There has to be somewhere where they explain why.
I've literally looked. House Bill, you can look it up. House Bill 604 from Georgia. There, it literally is what I just read
understand.
You. Page one of one.
Is it like a check yourself, check your privilege? You can ejaculate when you're over 55. Check your privilege.
Better be on a salad.
Oh my God. Check your salad.
The real question here, though, is like, did it go through? Maybe you said that.
It's currently proposed.
Okay.
Yeah, that ain't going anywhere.
Well, it's Georgia, so.
Well, I'm really gonna keep up on it, and we're gonna hopefully have a follow up because if it goes through, I need to talk to some 55-plus-year-olds in Georgia.
Yeah, we might have to literally do some legwork because I really want to know if this does go through. Like, I want to get in contact with a 55 or older male who's reported it and fucking why, why, and what salad.
And what salad? And was that the only dressing you used, or did you add a little vinaigrette?
No, see, it wasn't directly on the salad, right? It was like in a little bowl next to it, and then he poured in
it was
some
salad
vinaigrette,
adjacent,
and then he poured in some vinaigrette, and then he whisked the semen and vinaigrette together.
Oh my gosh! This is getting too much,
guys. We're thinking about salad. What if he was just making sweet and sour chicken?
With a semen aioli.
So if you enjoyed jerking off and you're over 55 in Georgia, get out now. Well, that's it for my news stories. I have ejaculated all the news I have.
Topical.
But I do have one final thing for the show after the show. But Kyle, I think you're going to wrap us up to head us to the break, right?
Yeah, man. We're going to take a quick short break, and we come back. You'll get to hear all about what beers we enjoy during today's episode, how our weeks have been, and whatever the fuck Reeds keeps talking about in the second half. So, bye. Welcome back to the sort of maybe kind of show after the show. We've done the news, and now it's time to drink excessively. So let's see what we've brought to the table this week. Reed?
All right. Artificial Pod Memory has brought a real shocker to the table. I am drinking Natty Light.
Cheap beer!
Cheap beer! But it's damn good beer.
It's a good drinker.
Everybody knows that has listened to the podcast. From episode 1 to episode 10, I love Natty Light. I did not have time to go searching for something to learn your learn holes with.
Ew.
Of a new beer.
I think you mean tongue punch our taco holes.
Maybe. I did not bring anything to the table that's going to tongue punch your taco holes. I brought Natty Light. It's giving me a good buzz for the day. So drink it or hate it, but you should drink it. Kyle, what are you drinking?
Well, this week I've got yet another Taxman Brewing Company beer. This is Qualified, their quadruple ale. There's a 9.5 ABV and a 20 on the IBU. And here's what Taxman has to say about it. For those qualified, is our Abbey-style quadruple. This dark ale features Belgian specialty malts with rich, deep notes of caramel, raisin, and plum, enhanced by Belgian yeast esters. A sweet, complex ale, it's the perfect dessert beer to sip and savor. By God, it's my favorite of all of them. Can't drink a lot of them, though. I'm already finished with one just since the break, and I'm warm. I'm flush. Guys. I'm on my second. It's going to be a good second half.
And Kyle just passed out.
Bye. Boom. River, what you got?
I brought nothing to the table because I think I'm getting sick, and I think the last thing that my immune system needs is alcohol right
That's
now.
That's exactly what your immune system needs.
I agree with Reed.
No.
You know,
no,
Kyle,
no,
with
no.
your selection, you read that to us about what Taxman says about it. It's not the raisin. It is the plum that hits me wrong with that beer.
Yeah, because I forgot about the plum when I was telling you about it.
Yeah, and I had forgot when I had looked it up on Untappd at Official Podman Reed. I forgot it said plum.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it would be as strong, but it kind of is in your beer. And plum always hits me wrong. I don't know why. Because I love raisins. I love grapes. And the plum just gives me... It just always hits my taste buds terribly wrong, which is probably why the end of that beer, when I'm sipping it, just doesn't do me right.
I can understand that. I don't know. I don't have a lot of plum things, so I can't really know. Like, I don't know. My taste buds don't pick out and go, that's plum. So my taste buds usually just go, get drunk! That's what they say.
That hurt my ears.
I really love it. How? What's
get drunk!
My gosh.
I hope that's not what any part of you says on a regular basis, because
since River's not drinking, how refreshing is the air you're breathing over there, River?
Well, I'm having difficulty breathing through my nose, so let me test the air with my mouth. It's all right. Air quality's fine.
But not refreshing? Cool.
Not no, it's okay. It's okay. It's apartment air, so it's tainted by all kinds of different nastiness, I'm sure.
Usually just my farts and cum.
Oh yeah, I come home every day from work and all I smell is farts and cum and farts and cum.
Even though she gets home before me, she still smells my farts and cum from the day before.
No, it's because I get used to it when I'm here. And then when I come home from work after being gone for 8 hours, all of a sudden, all I fucking smell for about 20 minutes is farts and cum. And then
the
I get used to
in
it.
Our apartment's so thick. Farts and cum.
I must not know what a good fart or a good cum smells like, because I don't smell that when I come in.
Oh, buddy. You don't even know.
But anyways, yeah, I think the reason I like your beer is the plum. But you said that you don't have a lot of plum in your life, but you are a plump man, so that's pretty close.
Whoa, son. Whoa.
That's not nice.
You just saw your role there, Chief.
Hey,
okay.
Whoa. Oh, no. Okay. Okay.
I work out.
All right.
Okay.
Episode 8, we roast River. Episode 9, we roast Reed.
Episode
10,
no,
God
no.
forbid we
hey,
roast
whoa.
Kyle.
Hey now, whoa now, Chief.
Hey now.
I can only be roasted like a fucking coffee bean. Slow and awesome. So you just best slow your roast.
Okay, that didn't work.
You know what? I just went over the fact that I'm on my second 9.5% beer, so chill.
Move on to the game we're going to play today?
Well, I just have to say one thing before we get to the game. I don't know why I even make an effort to roast Kyle, because he literally does a fantastic job of doing it himself.
Roasting his little
with
wow.
these jokes that he misses by a mile.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And a half.
I have it on good authority, though, that some people out there like my jokes, and they like
one person. One person.
That's all I need.
Well, I guess one person likes my segues, so.
And that's me.
I guess we're on the same playing field.
And also someone on Twitter.
But.
Oh, so I have two people.
Of person or animal hit someone or something with the head or horns. Noun, a push or plow, typically given with the head.
What are you reading?
The definition of butt.
What? Why?
I don't know, because I was bored by what you guys were talking about. So I looked up the
dictionary. Okay, well, there's the definition of butt, just in case you were wondering. So we had the teaser in the headlines. Do you guys want to play My Florida Man Birthday?
Florida Man birthday, here we go. Here we go. I'm ready.
Kyle, River, pull up Google, please.
Google, got it.
Folks playing at home, pull up Google also.
Yes, anybody that has the ability to pull up Google right now,
and if
don't
you
do
don't,
it while
how
you're
the
driving.
Fuck are you listening?
Well, don't do
well,
it while
if
you're
they're
driving.
Driving. You know,
I mean,
come on.
But
be considerate.
Hit up Google, and I would like you to type in
but
Florida man, and then your birth date. So Kyle, June 9th.
Well, why are you giving out that information, buddy? Oh, is it because you want everyone to send me presents? Please send me presents on my birthday. I love you guys.
Oh, my gosh. River, and then you would type in Florida man, February 10th.
So do you want us, but to clarify, this is a legitimate question, to clarify, do you want us to type out the month, like J-U-N-E 9th?
Yes.
Okay, so June 9th.
And you said J-O-N-E?
No, I said J-U-N-E.
Okay.
Joan! I was born Joan 9th!
Do you want the year or just Florida man,
no,
June
just,
9th hit search?
Yeah. Yep. All right, cool. Just Florida man, June spelled out, 9th, and then hit search. And then I would like you to find, it can be recent, it can be in the past, but find the news story that happened with a Florida man or woman on your birthday.
So I typed in Florida man, June 9th, and literally, let's see, the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 links that I have are not about a Florida man on my birthday. They're about, have you tried the Florida man challenge yet?
Well, yeah, just so you guys know, this is making us relevant because this is super popular right now. Like, everybody's doing this.
Okay, let's see. I have... Well, let's go. River, you go first.
The Miami Herald has Florida man attacked by crazy squirrel gone nuts, and it was raised by a neighbor.
So the neighbor was like raising it to, like, you're going to attack that motherfucker
attack!
One day.
I also have Florida. Oh, wait, no, hold on. Because some of these are like the trend right now. They're like,
yeah, it like when I did this on Tuesday, it was just picking up some ground. So when I typed in mine, I got all news stories, and now you get a whole lot of like, this is the new trend. Like, do Florida man or Florida woman?
A lot
push
of these
your
are
birthday?
A lot of these are depressing.
The first one I got was depressing. It was Florida man flung from vehicle on highway at toll. And ouch. The video was fucking
well, mine had involved multiple articles about sex trafficking, so that's really sad and really upsetting.
Hey, well, you're here with us and you're not getting fucked by somebody that bought you, so I guess it's good.
Yeah.
Because those happen on our birthday.
Yeah. I don't know why I just fucking checked the fuck out. Right there. I don't know what that was. I was looking at you, but I was gone. I don't even know where I was.
Kyle was over there thinking about human trafficking his own wife.
Oh my god!
On her birthday.
No, was not thinking about that. I literally, like, I was looking at you, and it was just like, soink, and I was gone.
I like this one. Slice of pizza convinced Gulf Breeze man to end police standoff.
Okay, explain that.
No,
is that what we do? Or?
I mean, I was going to just kind of play along with this. It was kind of going to be like a flash news kind of thing. I'm curious about that one, though. How did a slice of pizza stop a standoff?
Suspect accused of harassing family with Coldplay lyrics, threats of violence, and Nazi prison associates. What the fuck? A Gulf Breeze man who allegedly harassed his family with Coldplay lyrics and threats of violence from his, quote, Nazi prison associates, end quote, was convinced to end his standoff with police for a slice of pizza, according to police reports.
Low standards.
I will snort what he's snorting.
What
holy
the
shit.
Fuck?
That story has so much in it.
That is insane. On Tuesday, Evan Charles McLorm, 33, was arrested on charges of resisting an officer without violence or aggravated stalking.
Wait a sec. How do you resist an officer without violence? You just go, no, officer. No.
I don't
know. How do you torture your family with Coldplay?
I don't know.
I think it's worth noting that he remembered Coldplay lyrics enough to torture his family with them. Because I'm trying to think right now of like Coldplay lyrics to make a joke about it, but I literally can't think of a single one.
I'm looking it up right now. Let's see if I can say I'm really threatening.
I don't know why, but Coldplay, and I thought of like, everyone knows I'm in. But that's the Fray. That's the Fray.
It's not Yellow Card. It's the Fray.
I don't know why I associated that. I would like to picture this story from River going like, no, I'm not letting him go. You're going to have to take me in my dead fucking body. Is that Meat Lovers? Okay, here's my family.
Is that the goddamn Pizza Hut? Did you bring me the goddamn Pizza Hut?
Here you go. The resisting charge stems from a four-hour standoff in northeast Pensacola on Tuesday.
Goddamn Pensacola.
So that's where, like, the non-violent resisting arrest comes from, because he was, like, basically, you know, just in his house, like, no, I'm not coming out.
No.
I'm not coming out the closet. Just go away.
I'm stuck in the closet.
sorry about the reference, River. I know you hate him.
She hates all references.
So I told you about the first one that came up when I looked this up on Tuesday. It was Florida man flung from vehicle.
Yeah, it's sad.
No, crazy though, dude. And I'll try and find the video to show you guys after the episode.
Yeah.
The video is fucking nuts. This dude, I mean, smokes this fucking toll median.
He just rolls it up and smokes it.
I mean, just straight up, just like ejector seats his passenger out of the car.
Damn.
Who flies around and flops on the ground. All five of the people that were in this vehicle left the hospital with minor injuries.
Wow, holy shit, dude.
But I do really like this one. Man arrested for throwing cheeseburger at pregnant woman. Taylor, don't go to McDonald's. I know you really want those vegan McNuggets, but
I was gonna say, did he throw it because it was vegan?
No. It looks like a 23-year-old Taylor Allen Steffens was arrested for throwing a cheeseburger into the face of a pregnant family member and then shoving her to the ground during an argument on May 23rd.
Okay, I'm just picturing take your fucking cheeseburger and like pussy ass shoving her to the ground.
No, so he throws the cheeseburger at her, a pregnant family member, shoves her to the ground, and then fled the scene.
And then runs away. What a pussy ass move.
No, and then he turns himself into the fucking police. And he was charged with aggravated battery with a cheeseburger.
I feel bad. She was yelling at me. She was really hungry. She's pissing me off. Wow.
Wow.
Hopefully he didn't hurt
wow.
her.
Wow.
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 In 2011, another Florida man was charged with a misdemeanor for throwing a cheeseburger at a car in a McDonald's drive-thru. Fucking, what is going on in Florida? Like, they just got, like, cheeseburger epidemics and fucking,
I think it's mainly
drug
their
addicts that are giving up their families, forcing them to listen to Coldplay over a fucking piece of pizza. What do you got, Kyle?
Oh, well, let's see here. I have a fact check from Snopes.
Spit it out. I want to hear it.
On June 9th, 2018, I'm just going to come out and say it. A news site reported that a man was arrested for rounding up pedophiles and burning them to death on his barbecue.
Wait, what?
Holy shit. What?
Snopes reported it and found out that it's fake.
Okay.
But still, that happened on my birthday. They reported
a fake story happened on your birthday.
So it was a little bit burying the lead, but you know, it's also burying the lead for myself because I didn't realize that it was fake until after I started saying it. I just like to think that some guy was like, you know, roasting some pedophiles.
Did you not find a real story? You're just gonna leave us with the,
I thought that one was real till I started reading it.
Well, dig a little deeper into Google.
Look, guys, I'm trying, okay? I'm trying.
Kyle's over there on Instagram. He's like, oh, no, yeah, guys, I totally fucking Googled Florida man my birthday. Like, fuck this featured game.
I actually don't have any good articles. The only the next best thing I got is a booking report from the Leon County Sheriff's Office from June 9th, 2018.
So not only is your Instagram and Twitter name boring as fuck.
But it's not, though.
But your birthday, even in Florida, is boring.
But
on top of your jokes.
I accept this.
But your handle is...
Oh, yeah, you did change your handle, didn't you?
And I don't have an Instagram.
Sorry, it was just your turn to get roasted.
No, I accept it. That's why I said I accept it.
River, you're next week. Get ready.
I will say that there are some charges that I found that were kind of funny.
I think that would count.
One says battery touch. That's what he was arrested for.
I love the electricity.
upon thinking about it, I think that they mean like beating someone up. But it's hilarious. But it's fun to think about. It's
battery.
Fun, but
fucking
it's fun
gets
to think
rolling.
About. But it's fun to think about. You know, he just touched a double A battery, and he was arrested for it.
Or he was like licking a 9-volt.
All of yours are super fucking depressing. Like,
and there's other ones that are petite theft.
Like deaths in South Florida. Florida authorities find remains of woman killed by alligator. Florida man charged with connection of 14 bombs sent to Trump. All of yours are super depressing.
Did you actually find actual articles?
Mm-hmm.
I literally went through 3 pages of Google while you guys were talking, and I could not find an actual
Isn't
article.
That so crazy that, and I guarantee you, if I Google your birthday with Florida man in front of it, I'll get different stuff than her and
it's
you.
It's fucking nuts, dude.
It blows my fucking mind. I thought that was a fun game, though.
That was a fun game. I just zoinked again for a minute, and I thought that was weird.
Zoinks?
That 9.5 is just fucking Kyle's
It really
brain
is, because I'm about through with my second one. They're that easy drinking. This is like fucking pass out
right,
in the middle
hang
of
on.
Road drinking.
Hang on. So River's finding different stuff on yours. So I'm
so
gonna...
let's play the targeted game of what's the most depressing thing we can find out about Kyle's birthday in Florida.
I found a booking report for Leon County, Florida.
That's what I just had.
Oh, you found this booking report?
For June 9th, 2018?
Yep. Oh, okay. My bad. There's pictures of all these motherfuckers.
Right.
This guy looks like he's got to take a shit.
I'm just...
Is it a picture of me? That's definitely not a picture of me. Wrong hue.
Wrong hue? I'd say wrong tone.
I'm just really curious to see if I get anything different than what River got. For your birthday. Florida man arrested for dialing 911 when he wanted vodka.
There's a good one.
Is this fucking 911? I want some fucking kettle wood.
Oh, shit. And that looks like the voice
he
would have.
My
You goddamn gosh. Bring me some kettle one right now
He's
or I'm
terrifying.
Gonna put my boot up your fucking keister, boy.
How about these two white dudes on that booking report?
The drunk-
Dude, what was the top guy's charge?
The drunk man made the call because his girlfriend would not buy him vodka.
I'd like to report my girlfriend for not buying me some kumchata. I told her to get me some kumchata.
Hang on. Here's a quote. On Monday night, the call said, "It's not what I'd call a true emergency, but this... Or no. It's not what I would call a true emergency, but it's the same bullshit."
This is bullshit
from this fucking bitch that won't buy me vodka.
This is the fourth time this week she won't buy me my goddamn Smirnoff. And I tell you what, I am not going to rest until I get my Smirnoff.
River, did you see that article when you were going through?
No.
See, that's so crazy to me. Like, why does...
Well, I could have been on the list. I just might have bypassed it.
Do we have anything else?
Mm-mm. No, that was the game I had, and I.
It was a fun game. It was honestly fun. It brought me some laughs.
Yeah, and I honestly want to hear if anybody else out there has something better than what we had. I think out of my cheeseburger throwing, your depressing shit, I think River's story wins because.
Oh fuck yeah! I
Coldplay
totally win.
Giving up your family for a piece of pizza definitely takes the cake.
Well, all right, that's the show. If you liked all the nonsense we threw at you, make sure to follow us on social media at WDKSPod. And here's another reminder to rate and review on Apple Podcasts for a chance to win some sweet, sweet merch. Because we're the sweet ones. Now we're going to go smoke cigarettes and get in fights. See you next week, fuckers.